Well, it leaves us where we were at the end of the legislative session as we began to make plans for the armed security piece. We're going to be about $300,000 to $400,000 short from what was allocated to take the armed security through the school year.
Escambia County Superintendent Malcolm Thomas District is among those opting to hire off-duty officers for its 32 elementary schools instead of guardians. Full-time school resource officers work at the district's middle and high schools.
When you compare that with 7 high schools and 9 middle schools, you can see the problem. There's just such volume at the elementary level. To have school resource officers at all 32 elementary schools, we would be millions short. Just wouldn't be practical or efficient for us to go that route.
Escambia County and other school districts have been struggling to come up with enough money to pay for the officers.
The bill's coming, so you have to be able to pay it. What we did last year is took some funds that we'd not spent in the previous year and rolled it forward to cover it. But that is not a sustainable position to be in for the future.
Last month, Governor Scott asked lawmakers to fund more officers on campus using money from the state's Guardian program. But incoming Senate President Bill Galvano refused, saying that program is still evolving and more districts may opt into it. Opting out of that program for now is the Santa Rosa County District and its 34 campuses. Superintendent Tim Rosdick.
Our first impetus is to put a school resource officer on every campus, and we are doing pretty good work to that effect. We feel like we'll have a trained SRO on every campus by the end of this year, and maybe even earlier than that.
Besides the brick-and-mortar buildings, Rosdick says the legislature also mandates all school-related activities be covered by school resource officers.
We've always done that with athletics. Now with an open house, or as we have a parent engagement meeting, we're now employing resource officers or officers to be on campus for that event. Any event where there's a gathering of people on school campuses could and should be monitored by some type of resource officer.
With moving the Guardian program funding blocked at the State House, Santa Rosa has had to move $4 million from hiring teachers and buying classroom supplies to its resource officer program.
I think very clearly this has become much more of a political decision than a economic or a school safety one. As we look at both the governor's race and legislator's race, I don't get involved in much of that, but I do sense that that's the case right now. It's a no-brainer for us. If you want to make schools safe, you need to provide the appropriate resources to do so.
The difference between an SRO and a guardian is that a guardian is a school employee who takes on the job of security officer. They are armed after going through an extensive training program, but do not have arrest power. Escambia County's Malcolm Thomas says SROs, law enforcement personnel, are more high profile.
They park their squad car in front of the school, and that in itself telegraphs a huge message to the community or anybody thinking of doing something on the campus. It says there's a police officer on this site. They have arrest power. They could actually deal with the situation without having to call 911.
Whether or not the $58 million eventually is released to counties that don't use guardians is not the point here, says Thomas. The main issue going into the 2019 legislative session will be to build on what's already been accomplished.
The steps they made last year, we think they were positive in terms of providing funding for security, armed security, and mental health. But you've got to sustain that. You can't just start it, and you can't just make requirements and think somehow the districts have to find money that was not provided for that purpose.
A school resource officer can cost up to $100,000 a year in salary and benefits, compared to between $30,000 and $50,000 for guardians. A number of rural districts that have limited resources give both $500 stipends. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.